From NPR News, this is Day to Day. We are now in week two of the Hollywood writers' strike. They're striking for a bigger share of the money that studios make from internet sales and online deals. That is, if there is any money. A new study questions whether the big studios are making any money at all. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, that just sounds crazy on the face of it. I mean, really, box office numbers, they're headed for an all-time record from what I've read. The studios have collected some $8 billion with a B dollars from moviegoers in North America just this year. $8 billion. Yeah. So how are they not profitable? I don't understand that.
I know, and I think it's all in how you crunch the numbers, Madeline, apparently. This new study is from Global Media Intelligence, and when it looked at all the numbers, it found that higher costs overall and declining revenue from DVDs are seriously eating into these box office sales, record or no. So yes, there have been gains at the box office in 2007. As you said, I think it's over 6% this year, but the cost of making movies has just risen faster than that revenue.
And what is so expensive about making a movie these days?
Apparently, a lot of money is being paid to the talent in deals that are called gross participations. That's when an actor gets a share of the gross the movie makes from dollar one. Roger Smith is with Global Media Intelligence, marketed by Merrill Lynch, and he wrote the report we're talking about. And he has an example for us of just how much studios are losing on these gross revenue sharing deals.
We did calculations that say that Tom Cruise collected about $75 to $85 million from Mission Impossible 3, and that the studio that put up the $150 million cost, they got somewhere around $10 million.
$10 million, and I guess, Janet, that $10 million goes to a lot of things.
Exactly. When you spend $150 million making a movie, Madeline, you're going to have to market it, and that's very expensive. And also, if you remember, Mission Impossible 3, just as an example, had a lot of digital special effects, and those effects are not cheap either. So the result, according to this GMT report, is that the U.S. major studios will go from generating $36 billion in 2004 revenue to generating operating losses of $1.9 billion from the movies they produced in 2006.
But what about the new technology we keep hearing so much about, movies on the internet, digital downloads? Aren't they making money off those?
Yeah, GMT considered those as well, but it found that digital downloads and video on demand, things like that, still show growth, but not enough, again, to cover all these new costs that the studios are just apparently not keeping track of well enough. The only exceptions, by the way, to the trend are News Corp's Fox Films and Time Warner's New Line subsidiary. Both of those firms have managed to rein in costs. So apparently it can be done.
Thank you, Janet. That is Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.